Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ivan E. Dverdovsky, who is presenting the film Jumpman. So thank you very much for joining us.
Спасибо вам большое, что позвали.
Thank you for inviting me.
Would you like to introduce your film and tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Ну, я на самом деле не очень люблю формулировать заранее до просмотра.
So I don't like to provide any formulas or formulations before the screening. The best format that I prefer is that people just watch the film with an open mind, and then if they have questions, they ask me. Still, I get lost when I have to provide some general explanation what the film is about, because I don't know what to say. So in short, it's a story about a relationship between the son and the mother, and about the son who lived in a very isolated society for quite some years, and then he encounters today's world with its problems, and basically it's a story of his encounter of this world.
Have you any personal experience with this kind of situation?
Вообще вся история началась с того, что мы снимали большой документальный проект про российскую полицию, и поэтому.
So actually, the idea of this whole story came to me from real life because I was filming a documentary about Russian police for 4 previous years, and one of the characters in this study was a guy who encountered the same real life situation that he was jumping under cars in order to make money. So in my experience, it was a rather unique situation. I've never met other people who did that. But the thing was that because it was a very a thing I couldn't film in a documentary, because he did it only in very specific times, and I couldn't access that. So that's why I thought it's an interesting thing to show, at least in a feature film.
And are you just as fascinated, like I am, about the movie, about actual physical pain and what it could represent, like as a be used as a metaphor for maybe a social commentary?
Ну, вообще для меня было очень важно, что.
For me, it's definitely a metaphor, because when a person encounters this society, he actually needs some kind of a superpower that he doesn't feel pain, otherwise he won't be able to survive. But also I wanted to show the character as some kind of a superhero, and I was thinking of something that differs him from others, and I like this idea of not feeling pain.
Emotional pain too.
Да, конечно.
Yeah. So that's what you try to kind of illustrate with the mother-son relationship, right? Which goes a little further than you know, the normal mother-son relationship of most films.
Это очень важная часть здесь для меня была, потому что.
So the mother-son relationship is definitely one of the most important things in the film, and what is important that they've never had the classical bond between mother and son, because maybe he saw her one time before. So when they meet, they cannot have the normal, the ordinary mother-son relationship, and the relationship they get into is more dictated by their physiology. And maybe Denise, he's more reserved, but the mother, she's absolutely just, she just goes with the flow.
This is why he doesn't call her mother or mom, right? He calls her by her name. Also, I'm curious, because you told me that, you know, documentary is sort of attached to your filmmaking work. And I noticed that in your films you use, very often the shots are very long. There's no cuts. Can you tell me about this, what the power and why you choose to use this kind of approach?
Для меня в этом фильме на самом деле было очень важно придумать, ну, мне, оператору и художникам, которые работали над фильмом, придумать какой-то
So it's absolutely right that it's an intentional artistic method that I used, and for this particular film it took us quite some time with the DOP and the art director to create this fantasy world, which is not a real Moscow, and that was inspired by noir, and the long shots without cuts were part of this concept intentionally.
Just as a final question, it's inspired by Moscow, but it's not the real Moscow.
Мне не хотелось просто, чтобы какие-то были узнаваемые места, то есть, ну, скорее понятно, что для европейского.
So I think in the story the city is not a character of the movie, and it's not as important in which particular city it takes place. So I intentionally did not depict the landmark locations of Moscow that are usually used in films shot in Moscow. Maybe it doesn't matter as much for European or international audience because not everyone knows, but I did that on purpose.
Okay, so we don't have any more time, but I definitely thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Спасибо большое вам, что позвали, очень приятно.
Thank you. It was lovely speaking to you.
And I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Jumpman and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.